Well, Scott, as we look at the markets, is it just a lot of positioning today ahead of the USDA reports with this weather of wet fields still in the back of their minds?
Well, I think it is, but it's a little bit surprising the strength of the market today, as I was expecting a little quieter market as they looked ahead into the report coming out tomorrow. But the concern still, as you said, the wet fields, how much planting progress will be done this week, and that's going to be the overriding factor. In fact, that will probably be more of a market driver than the actual report itself.
Any early inclinations as to what we might see number-wise?
Well, I think the fear is that we're going to still see tremendous carryouts in this 13-14 marketing year, both in the corn and increasing in the soybeans. We look at South America and the global stock carryouts, and they're increasing versus the U.S. expectations, their production. And overall, I think we're going to have some burdensome supplies here in a year or two.
What about for the soybeans? Are they, I mean, so much talk about them just kind of waiting on the wayside or on the sidelines, shall we say, for lack of planting progress from the corn?
Well, we could be increasing the acres to soybeans if this corn does continue to push out as far as the planting. And we look at the crush here that we're faced with, and the domestic demand has been solid. Basis has just been tremendous, and that's causing issues with bringing soybeans up from South America to fill the East Coast needs. And while that might put a lid on the basis, I don't think it's going to really put much of a lid on the price itself. So we could see some strength and widening of the spreads between the old crop and new crop months.
But why is South America so quiet? I mean, usually we're hearing a lot more news about movement of crops, and it's been very quiet.
Well, we still have having issues in China with the concerns about their economic situation. They might be having a little bit more inflation on the last reports. But the bird flu and quietness in demand is creating that carryover effect in the South American markets.